Good afternoon. As the state of alarm ended over the weekend, the vaccination drive steps up a gear, which is aiming to vaccinate some 33 million citizens by August. That milestone will make it possible to reach herd immunity. The risk of infection will be in circulation for a long time to come, experts say, along with the uncertainty of how long the effectiveness of the current vaccines against new or future variants will last. The use of masks, hand washing and social distancing will be maintained. This has been indicated by the Ministry of Health, who are confident that these measures will keep the virus at bay. Though they've warned that it is possible for these measures to be maintained through the second half of the year, especially the wearing of face masks. For travel outside of Spain, the Ministry of Health recommends European destinations this summer. The forecast on the implementation of the digital green certificate or COVID passport, however, could be delayed as the amendments approved by the European Parliament have yet to be incorporated. The Guardia Civil in Palma de Mallorca reported on Saturday that officers had intercepted three packages that were ready to be sent by mail. Two of the packages contained handguns, the third ammunition. It's been reported that the weapons were being sent illicitly by an individual. The Guardia Civil's Weapons Intervention Division control the use of anything perpetrating to the use of weapons and explosives and should not be sent by post. Any citizens have been advised to contact them for advice. Motorists are reminded that from tomorrow, the maximum speed limit in towns will be reduced to 30 kilometres an hour on most streets. According to the new regulations, this new speed limit must be respected on urban roads, which have one lane in each direction. The speed limit will be reduced to 20 kilometres an hour on semi-pedestrianised streets, where there is no difference in the level between the road and the pavement. The current 50 kilometre an hour speed limit will remain on urban roads, which have two or more lanes in each direction, apart from a few exceptions. Meanwhile, the DGT has announced a speed control campaign between today and Saturday, with traffic police officers intensifying monitoring of compliance with the speed limits on interurban roads. The DGT has emphasised that road traffic accident data shows that excess speed is a key factor in road accidents, being the prevailing cause in 23% of fatal accidents in 2019, and more than 300 people died in those accidents in which speed was one of the factors. This will be a preventative campaign designed to raise awareness amongst drivers about the importance of respecting established speed limits. And an appeal for help has been launched after a Northern Irish woman who lives in Fauna, near Pago in the northern Casablanca, disappeared at the weekend. Family members have asked for help in finding Susie Knowles, who was last seen on Saturday morning at around 10 a.m. She is described as being in her 50s, small-framed and around 5 foot 4 inches tall, with long blonde hair and blue eyes. It is understood she may have been driving a gold Fiat car with the words Plum Paints on the side. Anyone with any information as to her whereabouts is asked to call the Guardia Civil on 96575 0082. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.